The regulars are with us. Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports. Come on in, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Sorry, Cozzy just pulled me up. It's meant to be come on down, Simon.
Oh, I miss when Cozzy would do it. We didn't get the formal introduction when he was doing it. Hopefully next time when you're on holidays, Andrew, which you don't take a lot of holidays, but when Cozzy's back, we wouldn't mind that introduction from him.
Some people would like me to take a long holiday, Simon, but that'll be the other case. Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. Brad, can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Yeah, you're not wrong. If you didn't hear the news, Winx is resuming tomorrow. How about the build-up?
Oh, really?
It's been amazing, isn't it? Absolutely everywhere. She's got global stardom. She's a superstar. Everything we put out, you look at the retweets and there's reach in Japan, America. So she's certainly gone worldwide. And I guess the only one here used to it would be Simon. Every time he walks the streets of Canberra, he gets swamped. But for the rest of us, it's a little bit unusual.
Dreaming, Brad, dreaming.
Yeah.
It's not Morrison, but it's Dinopoulos in Canberra. Don't forget also the Friday early bird specials. The Tabs early bird specials are kicking in from midday today. So you can listen to the boys' tips here and then maybe wait till midday and see what prices you get. But it's on today from midday through until 8 p.m. on Randwick, Flemington, Doomben and Morfordville. All right, so let's help our listeners. And Simon, we're going to do it as normal in race book order, and you've got the first in race three.
Yeah, a few short price favourites there tomorrow, Ramick. I thought it was a bit of a tricky card. There looks to be a few obvious, and then there's clearly a few open races. But I think of the short price favourite, Gayatri is certainly the one I want to be with. It's hard to really suggest there's much edge in $1.80, but look, on her form this time in, I think she's certainly got a fair bit on her rivals. She jumps up from midweek form, I understand that, to Saturday grade, but I think a lot of her rivals on Saturday are treading water, or more or less have reached their respective mark, where I think she's a mare who can certainly go on to be competitive in stakes company. Her win too back at Randwick was the most impressive this time in. The time figure she returned suggests that she's certainly up to stakes class. And then last start, just did enough to win at Warwick Farm. She admittedly had the run of the race there, but I just don't think she really handled the heavy track. I think she'll be much better on top of the ground on Saturday. Hugh Bowman obviously sticks aboard. I think she'll relish to step up to 2,400 metres. I think the biggest danger is possibly the barrier, just where she gets to. I'm hoping Hugh doesn't go all the way back. There looks to be an even tempo in this race. Fabricator and Resort, I'd imagine, do press forward, and she's drawn just on the outside of them. So I'm hoping Huey can tag them in the run and just settle behind the speed. Won't want to get too far back over the 2,400 metres. Monsieur Susu looks your leader. So I think if she gets the right run and is able to track across, I think she's got a fair bit on them. She'll be winning more races. I think she's a really promising mare. Race three, number five, Gayatri.
Yeah, so at the moment you're getting $1.80. We'll wait and see what happens at midday, but $1.80 at the moment for 3.5. Now, Brad, your first one in race four, scratch from a latter race to run here. Danny Williams has told me he just prefers some cushion tomorrow. They'll make a decision on a run tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I did certainly note that tweet that you sent out. So hopefully Danny Williams does run Don't Give a Damn here, because I think he's a really good hope, and I love the way that this race sets up for him. He flies fresh, we know that. He's 3 from 3, so undefeated when he goes around first up. And the fact that he's here 1,300 metres first up says to me that he's certainly ready to go. As you touched on, in an ideal world, he probably has a little bit of cut in the ground, but he certainly does go on firmer decks as well. The last time we saw him, he won at Rose Hill on a good 3. So if the Randwick track stays in the good 4 range, I don't think it'll be too much of a disadvantage from him. Map-wise, sets up lovely. I think he's drawn the inside there. Kieran McAvoy will just punch up, tag You Make Me Smile into the straight, and he'll certainly get his chance. So I just think he's really well placed to keep that fresh record intact. And the way the market's shaping at the moment, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if he actually started favourite if he does line up ahead of Diplomatico. So that is race four, number two, Don't Give a Damn.
Yeah, at the moment, Diplomatico's 270 and Don't Give a Damn 340. But as Glenn Munsey told us, they're backing King Lear, which is now into $11 prior to the early birds at midday. So race four, number two. Brad, we'll stay with you. Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. You've got one at double figure odds in the Southern Cross.
Yeah, and once this midday kicks over, hopefully there's an extra bit of cream there for the punters with the early bird. Lanciado. It's an interesting race, this one. It's quite deep. There's a few chances, but I think he's the one that's been underestimated by the market. He's $12 at the moment. So if we're getting $13, $14, $15 come midday, I think it's a worthwhile bet. Brutal is a dominant favourite, so he takes up a big percentage, but there's some pretty handy horses at big odds, namely this bloke, and I think Noir looks quite big as well. But if you needed a reminder, first up last time in, this horse was incredible. Lanciato really smoked home from the tail. That was behind Pierrata and Kementari in the Missile Stakes. His last 600 metres there was 32.60. They don't go much quicker than that. I do concede that that race did set up a little bit better for him in terms of the pace, but I think he's just too big odds to ignore. He will be at the back. You've got Rachel King riding, obviously rides the horse particularly well. And you look back through his form last preparation, his best two runs actually came over 1,200 metres. So I think a lot of people in their minds peg him as a little bit of a miler, but I know Mark Newnham's going to keep him nice and fresh and to the 1,200, 1,400 metre distances this time in. So I think you can undersell him a little bit, thinking he is a miler, but I think he's going to be trained like a genuine sprinter this campaign. So he'll give a really big rush down the outside and hopefully coming home over the top at the big odds for us. That's race 5, number 4.
Yeah, he was on with Sean on Wednesday morning and he mentioned Lanciato staying at that sort of trip. Race 5, number 4, currently at $12. We'll wait for a bit of cream to go on the scone come midday today. We move to race 7 now. Simon Dinopoulos, you've got one here. This is another, well, at this time of the year, every race is starting to build up, but the Tab Light Fingers, very competitive.
Yeah, an open race. It's one of those tricky ones at this time of year where you get the star or the better quality horses resuming against the horses that are up and running already. And I want to lean to the fit horse in Sylvia's Mother. I know she's yet to prove herself at some of the level that we've seen from her rivals on Saturday, but just looking at the race, 8 of 11 are first up and 2 of the 3 fit horses go forward. I think Sylvia's Mother has to go forward from that draw. Terminology is your obvious leader from the draw, but I think she can certainly tag across and sort of get a jump. Well, I think she certainly wants to get a start on her rivals on Saturday. And just looking through the field, I really only think 3 of the 11 are genuine 1,200 metre horses. Sylvia's Mother, Autumn and Terminology. And obviously Sylvia's Mother is the best performed of those. It's a big step up in grade for her on Saturday, no doubt about it. But look, she gets a chance to catch him on the hop. And I thought her win last start, beating Wonder Babe, look, I was never really all that concerned, which is surprising given she didn't have a lot of luck in the straight. And to put him away like she did, she's obviously a filly with plenty of ability. And Team Hawks certainly flying at the moment. They look set for a big day on Saturday. And I think she can take that next step. As mentioned, really looking forward to see a lot of them come back there tomorrow, heading towards obviously their loftier targets. But I think she's winning now and I want to be with her. So race 7, number 8, Sylvia's Mother.
$3.70 before the early birds. What's your thoughts on the race, Brad?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one. I was actually going to ask Simon about how he mapped the race, but he kind of covered it there himself. I do think they have to push forward on Sylvia's Mother because there's just so little speed in the race. Otherwise, Terminology is just going to lead for fun out there. And I noticed that it's been a pretty good go. So I think a few sharp punters out there have noticed that there's very little speed. And I think Tab opened about $34. So you're looking at around $10 now just on the back of that no speed. So it does make a couple of the more fancy runners a little bit vulnerable. So yeah, I certainly think it's the right kind of race for Sylvia's Mother to pick it off. So yeah, interesting to see how it plays out. I was interested there to hear Simon say that he was ice cool, thinking Sylvia's Mother was never in danger. I had to get the cold flannel out afterwards. I nearly fainted there at the track. I thought she was going to be hemmed in and not win. But yeah, there you go. You're obviously a lot more ice cool than me.
It was funny watching it. I was obviously a little bit concerned, but I knew just once Brendan got to the outside, she had him covered. So, yeah, like to think I was high school. I probably wasn't, to be honest, Brent.
No, you were probably yelling and screaming. You're underselling yourself again. Brent and Abdullah, he is a cool cat, so we won't need to worry there. We move to the last of Brad Gray's. You've got a fancy in the Triskay.
Yeah, I think this is a good Hail Mary, a big odds here. I noticed in your interview earlier, Andrew, there with John O'Shea, all over Bossa Nova, that he was a little bit bullish about this horse.
And
I tend to agree that it's going to look the winner at some stage in the race. It's just going too well in this race. Although there's a lot of speed in it, I think it's the right kind of race. You've got Rachel King on. As we know, Rachel King's a very good judge of a front runner, and she's just so good at pinching a break at the top of the straight and then holding on. So hopefully that's the same again this week, like we saw with Samadout last week. Should be Cherry Ripe, third up now, this horse. She was a year off before this campaign, so I think she was entitled to knock up like she did those first two runs back. She certainly did that first up, and then only felt the pinch the last 200 metres last time out. So I think she's rock hard fit now. She'll be ready for this. I did note that John O'Shea said this has been the goal all along, so you take a little bit of confidence out of that. That was against the boys, those two runs, so back to her own sex, drops in weight. And I think although there's a few better credentialed mares in this race, she brings that race fitness and rolls along in front. So she certainly catches the likes of Invincible Gem, and I'm excited at the right time. So At the moment, $19, and as we've said a few times, these Tab Early Bird specials will add a little bit of sauce on top of that, so we should be getting big odds about a horse that's going to give a really big sight for us from the front of the field.
Hang on a sec, are we going sauce or cream?
Oh, you've got a bit of everything, a bit of variety.
drops to 53, as you say, too. That was the other point that John mentioned there with all over bossing over. $19 and $5. We'll wait for midday in the Tab Early Bird special. And, well, Simon, you're forgiving in the last.
Yeah, I think it's a must bet, Andrew, Girl Tuesday, especially if you backed her first up. I know she was obviously very disappointing, beaten over six lengths, but I think just on SP, I thought she was short enough on the day, to be honest, but obviously got that wrong. She was rock solid all the way through betting to start 210 in a similar graded race. I don't think there's much difference between the depth of races she contested first up to what she races on Saturday, and just a far different race shape for her. On that occasion, first up, she was drawn wide, caught wide on the track, and watching the replays that day at Rose Hill, certainly favoured those horses on the inside. If you look at the race, the first five coming into the turn on the inside finished in the first five placings, and the horses wider never really got into it. So I think her performance, while obviously disappointing, I think you can sort of be a bit forgiving of that. She's second up, so she's sure to improve on that performance. She gets back onto a firm deck, gets up to the mile, and as mentioned, drawn inside this time around, so she's going to get a much more cosier run in transit. And look, if you took the 210 last start, you have to take the 460 on Saturday. It's not even a question. You certainly got to follow up, because on her form, obviously last time in, we're not tipping her to make stakes grade this time in. So it's her chance to stand up, whether she has come up. But look, there's enough excuses in a first up run to give her another chance, and we're getting a good price about her on Saturday. So more than happy to back her again on the weekend, race 9, number 8, Girl Tuesday.
Currently at the 460, and as I read out earlier, Chris Waller in those releases he put out yesterday, he said, expecting a quick improvement on the big Randwick surface and a good track. So that's the thoughts of Chris Waller. All right, so running through them, Simon Dinopoulos, he's 3-5, 7-8, and 9-8. And for Brad Gray for Randwick tomorrow, 4-2. 5-4 and 8-11, and watch out for the Tab Early Bird specials. They kick in at midday through until 8 tonight. Simon, we'll chat tomorrow morning, mate.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. I'll talk to you then.
Simon Dinopoulos, Racing and Sports. And Brad, you'll have stacks of info right through the day, all the previews on the Racing New South Wales website.
Yep, that's right. Thanks, Andrew.